Roberta, why don't you tell us about your new single?
Oh, great. Well, my new single is called Water to Fire. I just released it last week, actually. And I guess the idea behind it is it's a relationship maybe that isn't, you know, the one, or maybe not right in all ways, but it's good for right now. And it's someone that makes you feel alive. And it's also in a way a bit of a sad song, because it's kind of, you'd rather feel something rather than nothing. A little bit of that vibe going on about it as well. But it's, yeah, mostly someone that brings you alive and makes you feel.
Now, do you find music to be like therapeutic in a way when you're writing about something personal?
Yes, absolutely. Definitely. Definitely. That's how I get all my feelings out of me, I think. But yeah, even sometimes if I haven't sang or if I haven't written in a while, I'll be really cranky and I won't know why. And then I'll realize that I'm like, oh, I just need to express myself a bit more.
Nice. Cause I do stuff like that too, but I'll write songs about the guy that cut me off at, you know, at the intersection and stuff earlier that, you know, about how his car looks stupid and, so that kind of helps me too. But let's talk about
I think I'm maybe a deep thinker. I definitely think I'm a thinker.
Yeah, you're definitely deeper than I am. but no, let's talk about your history. I mean, you were on X Factor. I mean, what was that like?
That was crazy. That feels like kind of like ages ago now, but that was at the beginning, maybe 10 years ago or so. But I did the first one ever in the UK, and it was terrifying because it was the first one, so I had no idea what the format would be. And you're kind of thrown in front of the judges, and they just keep you on your toes all the time. Like, they'll tell you to prepare one thing, and then they'll just change their minds literally 5 minutes before you're about to go in and on stage and be like, actually, no, you've got to sing this. They just want to see how you deal, you react under pressure. But it was really fun. It was really exciting, opened lots of doors, and you just got to meet some incredible people.
Well, plus, you ever notice that the finalists always end up better off than the winner?
Yeah, I definitely think so. And it is what you make of it. Do you know, it's now, I don't think it's ever, well, except for maybe first or second place, but you've always got to carve your own career anyway. It's just an introduction into what the industry is and how it all works. And it gives you a bit of a name kind of very early on. So it's a really good, beneficial thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Now, what was it like when you joined the group Fanfare? What's it like being part of a group versus being a solo artist?
That was really good. It was amazing. But before Fanfare, I was solo, and that was easier because you kind of just have to work to your own schedule. You kind of control everything yourself. So maybe I'm a little bit of a control freak in that when I started working with the girls, so there's four of us girls, and when we started working together, it took me a little bit of time to be able to just give away the control and be like, oh yeah, okay, there's four of us now. I've really got to compromise here. it was really good fun. And we're no longer together, but we're still really good friends, and we had some great experiences together.
Yeah, well, and also, I mean, like, I actually do hear a lot of groups, you know, say like that or have a solo artist in it that become part of the group, and then they say, you know, and then they say the one thing that they don't like is, okay, they'll get outvoted in things, and they'll pick, you know, and then they're singing music they don't like.
Oh, yeah, that can happen, definitely. Yeah, that can definitely happen. I think you've just got to make sure, I guess it's like anything, you've just got to communicate as fully as you can and be as honest and open with each other and try and compromise and make sure everyone gets is fulfilled in whatever, you know, whatever their aims or needs are. But yeah, no, it can happen. And also, it depends on what your management want and the overall vision for the band. You do have to compromise. And if it's not something that kind of fits into what you want, I guess you have to make that call and maybe walk away.
Exactly, exactly. Now, you also have another type of career, you know, where you've been, you know, a TV presenter. How does that differ from your music career? Because that's publicity, but it's a different type of publicity.
Yeah, totally different. And actually, do you know what? I don't feel as comfortable with it. Like, I think maybe I'm just naturally more of a singer and a songwriter, and that's my area. Whereas I've kind of tried, I've done a lot of TV work singing on TV, which is great fun. But I think I just get nervous when I'm interviewing people and asking them questions, or like I'm afraid I'm going to say something silly or... But it's a lot of fun. Don't get me wrong, it's a lot of fun. But I definitely prefer singing. I'm more comfortable singing.
Yeah, because I always have a habit, because I do, I have to do that too for Jam or Direct, and like I always trip on my words.
Yeah.
You know,
like I fluff them, and that would never happen in a normal conversation with any of, like, you know, friends or whatever, where you're in a comfortable situation, but you just, it's kind of slightly on edge. Feels a bit funny.
Exactly. Exactly. And well, let's talk about, your music. See, there's me tripping on my words again. but Water and Fire, how would you describe the music to somebody who's never heard it? Because it's very detailed and it's really thickly layered, which is good.
Yeah. Oh, good. Good. Yeah. I don't know. I guess just trying to, I don't even know what kind of era you'd place it in. Like, some people have said, is it kind of like 80s vibe with the synths in there? But then I don't want it overly produced. One big thing for me is when I'm writing a song, I like to be able to hear the words and I like to be able to communicate words clearly and all that. But so I guess it's not, I could have made it more full in the production, but I just wanted something that was a bit more up-tempo. And yeah, I don't know. Most of my songs previously have been kind of piano based. So I just wanted to try something a little bit different.
And it does sound different than a lot of your previous work. And the one thing that always, I always get from your music, like on songs such as Broken Wings and Little Girl, things like that, is that your voice cuts through perfectly. It's almost angelic.
Oh, thank you. Thanks very much.
Do you have, like, you know, speaking as a musician who can't sing, my voice sucks. Like, when it comes to vocals, I mean, serious, but I mean,
give me a few notes there. I have to check.
See, that's the same note I give to the doctor when he checks my tonsils. So, but well, no, I mean, you know, see, well, as a guitar player, I practice. You know, I mean, I practice my scales, I practice my chords, my progressions, things like that. How do you practice as a vocalist to get that voice?
Same. I have technique, you know, there's a few different techniques that I have or exercises. I think when I started to sing was in school, and I think that I started just singing scales. And that was the easiest way to kind of develop my range and go from my low voice to high without, you know, kind of bridging that gap. And yeah, I guess the main thing though for me is when I get into a song, I really try and understand the song and what the message is. And then you kind of forget about your voice just kind of follows. You just do it naturally, if that makes sense. You kind of think more about, okay, what does the song mean, rather than how am I going to hit that note? Because you never really, as soon as you start thinking if you're going to hit something, or, you know, you kind of panic and your voice you kind of tighten your vocal cords anyway. So I just try and think of the song.
Yeah, you go by your instinct, basically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, we were talking before the interview about another song of yours called Broken Wings, and we got into a pretty deep subject about it. Why don't you tell us what that song's about and what the video represents for it?
Yeah, sure. Well, that was a single I released earlier this year, and I wrote it at a time when I was single, and I was just having a chat with some of my girlfriends, and I guess the song is about, you know, if people have, it's not so much maybe a judgment, but if they kind of ask, oh yeah, why are you single? Or why don't you get with this person? Or, you know, like we were saying as well, that society nearly judges you on who you're with. So the song is really about, you know what, maybe I'm fine where I am. Like, I have all these insecurities as a single person. I think the insecurities run through your head. Like, maybe I am wrong. Maybe it is something wrong with me. And then you get the realization, you're like, no, maybe I'm absolutely fine. And this is just a path I'm on right now for me. And I'm discovering more about me as a single person before I want to join forces with anybody else.
Yeah. Yeah. I think a lot of Western cultures do that. They'll define you by who you're with and also what you do for a living. Living, you know, because like here in America, when we meet people, it's like, oh, what do you do for a living? That's like the first thing.
Yeah, I know. It's so funny. Like, I mean, I can understand it. I guess you spend so much of your day doing what you do. So it is a kind of a natural thing. How do you spend every single day of your life?
Yeah. Or it also could be an extension from the days when we had slaves, because we're all slaves to our job now.
Yeah. Yeah.
But one thing that our conversation earlier made me think of, people like we talked about some personal things, like I had, like, like my divorce was because we just grew apart. You know, you talked about some relationships you've had where it was the same thing. But have you ever noticed that, like, in our culture, I know a lot of people who are in just blatantly abusive relationships and stay with it.
I know, and it's really sad, or just even not even if it's not abusive, but it's like it's not fulfilling, and it's that maybe they're just a bit. It's hard to let go of something, you know. It's kind of, I can understand it, like they just the fear of being alone or the fear of not having someone to call or to text or whatever. But like, just do it. Like, just, you know, I would prefer to be alone than in something that wasn't completely making me happy.
Exactly. Well, if you obviously can, but if you could define yourself as yourself and not as part of a group or anything else. And, you know, even musically, maybe, like, how would you do that?
Oh God, I don't know. Like, how would I describe myself?
Well, yeah, just as a person, not looks wise, not anything like that, but, you know, as you in relation to your music and then as you as a person.
I think in relation to my music, I'm passionate and I'm honest. And I think that, I just try and, you know, open my heart and, you know, and actually write stuff that actually has happened or that I, you know, that affects me or that I think about. And that's a big thing for me because, you know, I use it as an expression. So that's how I kind of communicate my feelings and all of that. So I'm definitely honest in terms of music. And then me as a person, I don't know. I think I like to work. I'm a bit of a hard worker, maybe. I should probably relax a little bit more, but I don't.
Well, working gives a sense of fulfillment, I think.
Yeah, no, it does. And I think if you're doing something that you like, you know, you don't want to stop. So I don't know. I think, yeah, I'm really, really lucky. I'm surrounded by great friends. I have a huge family. I'm one of 12, so I'm a big family girl. We've 25 nieces and nephews, so you can imagine what it's like on Christmas Day. I think I like to think that I'm a good friend and I'm honest, and, you know, I just try and live for the moment and put myself out there.
Now is your family musical, like any of your brothers and sisters or your parents or anything?
Yeah, they actually are. Well, they don't do it as a job, but they're all musical. Like, they all have a party piece. Like, you know, they all sing, or a couple play violin or piano, that kind of thing. And my dad actually sang and my mom played piano. So that's where that kind of comes. And when we were kids, that's myself and my sister learned piano, I think mostly because not pushed by my mom, but, you know, she just loved it. And she just wanted us to learn too.
Wow, because I get the sense when you told me how many siblings you have, I pictured Christmas at your house with this big mega band or something in the basement. you know, I mean, like, thinking like, oh wow, man, if they're all as talented as her, man, they all need a tour. You know, like, just call it the Howitt.
Yeah, that would be so cool. Give the Coors a run for their money.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be so cool. But yeah, sadly, no, they all do other things. But actually, the funny thing is, I'm touring at the moment. I'm in Glasgow, and one of the guys in the band, he's a fiddle player, and he's one of 11. And I never meet anyone who has a bigger family as us, which is kind of funny because it's kind of unheard of now. But all his whole family are musical, and he said that he has 6 brothers, and they all play like in a band together. And I just can't get my head around it. I'm like, what? You all like go out and gig together? That's magical.
yeah. One, then you wonder how it goes, because my family's musical too, but we can't get along.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Well, he said it's the most competitive. He gets the most nervous when he performs with them, because they will, I guess, because you're maybe most honest with your family and you just kind of would tell you how it is. But yeah, he says that he gets the most nervous when he's playing with family rather than anybody else.
Now, what is your family, have they given you any feedback on your music to date?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're just proud that I'm putting it out there, and they just want me to keep going with it. And they said that they really like it, and they love Broken Wings, they love Water to Fire. There's a couple of others that they have, you know, that they're fond of. So they're really, really supportive.
Mm-hmm. Now, speaking about you, if you could pick one song that you've done to date and then throw the rest in the fire, what would it be and why?
Oh, wow. I still love, there's a song that I wrote a while ago, and I think I will, it's on my website, it's on RitaHowitt.com, but I think I never released it as a single, and I think I will do, because it's just always stayed with me, and it's called Shadows, and it, I don't know, maybe it's one of my earlier songs, but it just has a feel about it. There's just something about it. And the theme is shadows will, you know, they'll disappear. Like, the, you know, it's only whatever you're going through at the moment, it'll be fine tomorrow. Because, you know, day and night, it has to keep turning. The world keeps turning. Everything keeps going. So I think maybe that one.
Nice. Nice. And it is a good song. I've heard it on your website in the music section. And it's a great song. I like that, Broken Wings and Water to Fire, actually.
Oh, good, good, yeah.
So, have you filmed a video for Water to Fire yet, or?
No, I haven't done a video for it. I did a video for Broken Wings. I might do a video for Water to Fire. I'm not sure, actually. I just really wanted to get the song out there. I was like, yeah, just put it out. And you're right, I probably should do a video, because it's nice to have a visual and see what, because then you can kind of get the other angle of what the artist was thinking whenever whatever song's out there. But I haven't, unfortunately, got any plans to make the video just yet.
And to have fire in it would actually probably be cliche, I think.
Yeah, I know.
Unless you're going to go all out and set something on fire, that'd be cool. You know, like go big, like sing in front of a burning house or something, and
yeah.
You know, like exactly. Like hurry, yeah, like let's hurry up and crank this one out before the fire department gets here, and
like proper Eminem, didn't he? I think he did a video with burning house in the background.
Yeah, exactly. And I'll bet you when the fire department showed up, because he probably didn't tell anybody, he was probably like, yeah, so
yeah.
I'm Eminem. What are you gonna do? So let's talk about your upcoming tour. What do you have coming up? I mean, where you're touring now, right?
Yeah, I'm in Glasgow at the moment, and I'm singing actually with an Irish country artist called Nathan Carter, and he's great. He's really, really good. And so we've got a couple of dates up here. So we actually have today off, but we have the rest of the weekend we're in Glasgow. And then I have some other dates coming up at home in Ireland, in Dublin. And I've just been in Killarney. So yeah, I've got some good things coming up, and especially before Christmas as well, some more dates in Dublin. But I live in London, which is funny. So I need to probably book in some gigs in London.
Yeah, London's a great town too. I mean, it's nice and big, and it's very, very diverse.
Yeah, it really is. It's exhausting sometimes, but actually the things you see and the things you can go to and places you can see, and it's a really cool city.
Mm. And it's a real easy town to get lost in too, let me tell you, because I've done that.
Yes.
You know, I'm like, would they make this town up as they go? You know, I was like, that's what I was literally thinking that though. I got lost for 7 hours.
No way.
I'm deadly serious. I just tried finding, the tallest building and used that as my center point, and it didn't work.
That is so funny.
Yeah. And then, you know, I was worried to talk because I didn't want to talk to anybody and tell anybody about it, because then I would be like, oh, stupid American. You know.
Yeah, yeah, gotta be careful. No, I'm just constantly glued to my Google Maps. I'm like, tell me where to go. Just give me, once I have the postcode, I'm fine.
Now, do you have any plans on coming to the States or anything? Or?
Nothing right now, but I would love to. My sister actually lives in Boston, so I try and go out and visit there anyway. And last time I was there, last year I actually went to Nashville and New Orleans. I went to the Jazz Festival in New Orleans, which was amazing. And went to Nashville and just met up with a few people there. Went to the Bluebird a couple of nights. So I'd love to come back and do that.
Nashville, New Orleans are our two musical capitals that we have.
They're amazing.
Yeah, and people always slam Nashville. People who haven't been there always slam Nashville because, oh, it's country. It's all country. No, it's not.
But also, what's wrong with country? Country's amazing. So,
well, but it's not just country anymore. I mean, you can find anything there.
Yeah, exactly. And I love that when you go to every bar, there's a live band playing, and they're all great musicians.
Exactly. So, well, Roberta, where can we find you online?
You can find me, first and foremost on my website, so it's RobertaHowitt.com, and then on there, it's probably the easiest to find me on Facebook, which again is Roberta Howitt, SoundCloud, Roberta Howitt, and Twitter at Roberta Howitt, but there's all little links via my website, so that's probably the easiest way to find me.